Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Our yoga instructor challenged us to find inner peace. I found it faster than anyone. After 4 seconds, I stood up and screamed,
I found nirvana! I win!
They asked me to leave. I guess they don't respect winning. Bet365 does, though. New customers get $365 in bonus bets just for betting $10. Namaste, losers. Bet365. Winning is everything. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Are you taking the over or under? What about the favorite or the underdog? There's a lot to break down for your sports betting pleasure. This is The Money Line with your hosts, Ryan Porth and Chase McCabe, powered by TwinSpires Sportsbook on Nashville's best sports talk,
ESPN
102.5 The Game and the Game Nashville app.
Welcome into this Friday edition of The Money Line, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Ryan Porth here with you for a jam-packed hour of sports betting talk alongside my buddy Chase McCabe. And yes, it's true. It's a show of The Money Line co-hosted by Ryan Porth and Chase McCabe. You know, Elijah Campbell, God bless him. He has filled in for each of the last like 8 weeks as one of us has been out. So a special shout out to Elijah for chipping in throughout the last little bit here. But Chase, first of all, happy birthday, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Ryan. Good to be here. Glad to have the band back together, so to speak. Talk a little sports betting.
It's your fourth anniversary of your 30th birthday.
Yes, it is. That's a good way to put it.
And next year will
be
your
fifth
anniversary.
I'm off to a great start because you just made the list at noon on Darren Donick and Chase, as we do every Friday.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard this or not.
I did.
But I gave the one that, now we determined it was 2 weeks ago, but I basically did the same one that I've already done. And I forgot that I had done it.
That was a funny moment today. On
the look on Darren's face was like, you idiot, you just did this one. It was great.
And I just said, this is what I know. I meant you just made the list. So who's the one getting old now? All right. So The Money Line, powered by TwinSpires Sportsbook, my official sportsbook. We are typically giving out our locks at the end of the show, but we are moving it to the top of the show. Because I know, at least for me, I don't know about for you, Chase, my lock is coming up in a matter of like 7 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes.
Mine's actually later tonight.
Okay. All right. Well,
we're good.
I'll kick this thing off. So, first of all, I'm 5-4 in my locks. I believe I have successfully hit on 4 of my last 5 locks. So, starting to heat up a little bit, probably because I'm avoiding all things Ottawa Senators with my locks. All right, coming up in just a few minutes here, Chase, we're going north of the border for my lock of the week. And this feels pretty likely to happen. The Orioles and the Toronto Blue Jays. The Blue Jays last week punked the Orioles over the weekend with some late comebacks. And last night, they shredded them 9-0. Do you happen to know who's on the mound tonight for the Baltimore Orioles?
I don't. Why don't you tell me?
Matt Harvey.
Oh, Matt Harvey.
Matt Harvey is on the mound tonight for the Baltimore Orioles.
Fade Matt Harvey.
Makes me want to puke every time I watch Matt Harvey pitch a baseball now. So the Toronto Blue Jays at home have been very good, whether that's been in Florida or in Buffalo. And their offense is starting to get going again. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., Bo Bichette, Teoscar Hernandez, the list goes on and on for the Blue Jays offense. I like the Blue Jays minus the 1.5 tonight to get the job done. The Orioles are horrible on the road. I mean, their road record this year is 11-26. Not much worse than their home record, which is 12-26. But give me the Blue Jays minus the 1.5 tonight. That is my lock as they make it 6 wins in a row.
I like it. I think I'll ride with you on that one. I like it. I like it. I may actually might tail that.
All right.
I think that's a solid one.
I see you doing that as we speak. All right. So you are 7-2 in your locks, one Chase McCabe. So you are outperforming me with locks.
So my lock was inspired by somebody else's lock.
Was it twinspired by somebody?
No. But it's a Twitter account, Second Half Plays. Highly recommend you follow this guy because he's really good at these. So my lock, his lock, I decided, okay, I like this. I'm going to jump on. But I then did a deep dive into it, and I came up with my lock. Which Ooh. Is the same game, but a little bit different.
All right.
So his lock was the San Francisco Giants, who are amazing, have been amazing this year. The over for them was 3.5, or the over-under was 3.5 for runs. You look at what they have been doing as of late. They put 9 up on the Angels, 5 before that, 11 on the Phillies, 6 in a loss to the Phillies, 5, 10, 13, 9. I can keep going. They score a lot of runs. So 3.5 is that's a walk in the park. Now, I know they're playing the A's. It's the Battle of the Bay. This is going to be a pretty good game. You got your guy.
Johnny C.
Cueto on the mound against Sean Manaea for the A's.
You wish.
I wish. Needs something right now. So I rode that, but then the more I looked into it, I was like, you know what? I have faith in the Giants at home. The Giants are head to head. The Athletics have been 5-1 in their last 6 meetings. I look at this as a trend has to break at some point. And the home team being the Giants, they're 8-0 in their last 8 games following an off day, 7-1 in their last 8 in interleague home games, and 4-0 in their last 4 Friday games. I like those trends. I like those numbers, and I like Johnny C on the mound. So my lock is give me the Giants money line.
Ooh. And that's plus odds, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's last I looked, it was... let's see. I just had it here. I think it was even money.
Yep, even money. All right.
So I'll take the Giants at home against the A's in game 1 of the Battle of the Bay.
I'm riding it. Just for you on your 34th birthday, or otherwise known as your 4th anniversary of the 30th birthday. I'm riding that.
By the way, I did
and if I miss it, it's your fault.
Yeah, it is. I did put $34 on that over 3.5, the Giants total. So in honor of my birthday, I put $34.
We'll see how that works out tonight in the Bay. You're listening to The Money Line, powered by TwinSpire Sportsbook here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Ryan Porth and Chase McCabe here with you. We're taking you up until the top of the hour. Chase, do you know what is coming up at the top of the hour here on 102.5 The Game?
Two best words in sports.
Game 7.
Yes. And listen, no disrespect to Tampa Bay. You know, the Lightning, the defending Stanley Cup champions, no disrespect at all.
Uh-oh.
But we here in Nashville are just we live for it. Shea Weber versus Barry Trotz in the Stanley Cup final. It's what we got to see. Montreal, just an amazing, amazing run that they have been on. You know, I honestly think they're, you know, the Predators, when they got in and went to the Stanley Cup final, they were the last team to get in, but they were a decent team and they were starting to play better at the right time. I think Montreal's run is even more impressive.
With,
Well, think about this. Their coaching staff had to miss time because of COVID.
No,
they had to put a makeshift coaching staff together.
What I will say to that is what they've done in this series against Vegas is more impressive than anything the Islanders have done in this playoffs. The totality of the Islanders' run, if they were to complete the series victory tonight against the Tampa Bay Lightning, where you slay Pittsburgh, Boston, and Tampa Bay on route to a Stanley Cup final appearance, that's pretty darn good. I mean, that's a high bar to meet. Now, Montreal comes back from the 3-1 deficit against Toronto, but they also lucked out that Mark Scheifele was a dummy and got suspended for the rest of that second round series. The Jets really weren't that much of competition to them. So their first and third series victories, very impressive. The second round, I didn't really know what to make of that for the Canadiens. They played well. I mean, you have to play well if you're going to sweep somebody in a best of seven, but I mean, it's an interesting thought. I can see an argument for both sides on that.
Yeah, but I do love how these playoffs have turned out where, you know, it's not chalk. I think everybody kind of penciled in Tampa and then either Colorado or Vegas.
Yeah.
And Colorado and Vegas are both out. Now, Tampa, you know, could still very well get in. And somebody asked me, you know, I was in a group text, you know, what do you think, Isles or Bolts? And I said, you know, I'm going to be honest with you. My heart says Isles. My gut says Bolts. But we'll make our official picks later. But,
yes, we will.
You know, it's a tough one, but that's a Trotz coach team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Another person asked me, hey, who's kind of the star from the Islanders? I'm like, they don't really have one.
Well, Matthew Barzal has been.
I mean, Barzal, yeah.
He's been very good in the playoffs. You know, Robbie Stanley on Robbie and Rex Road Thursday morning, you know, he, Joe, and I kind of got into it of he's not elite. Like, Matthew Barzal is very, very good. He has been playing his rear end off in these playoffs. I would not put him in the category of elite when that category already has close to a dozen names in it. I don't think you can include 20 players even in a great sport like hockey with so much talent. I don't think you can consider 20 players as being elite. So, but point being, he's been very good. So one thing to keep an eye on tonight, first of all, I've been very intrigued by the fact that the juice on the money line for the Lightning has been going down with each passing game. Like game one against the Islanders, it was like minus 220, minus 230, somewhere in that range. Now yep. for game seven tonight, they are minus 167 on the Twin Spire Sportsbook on the money line.
I've seen them minus 160, minus 160
yeah.
in certain places.
So I have been fascinated by how these lines have changed as the series has gone on, as Vegas is catching on that the Islanders are better than what their roster shows. Another thing is that Braden Point has scored in 9 straight games. And he needs one more goal to tie the Stanley Cup playoff record. He needs to score tonight. And he's at
Braden Point.
Braden Point. Love me some Braden Point. He's at plus 110 to score a goal anytime tonight. Plus 110. So I know the other night he was plus 150. With 8 in a row, and now that he's scored in 9 straight, they've bumped it down to plus 110. So if anyone was thinking about taking Braden Point anytime goal scorer tonight, he's at plus 110. So just something to keep an eye on tonight for Game 7. Coverage coming up at the top of the hour at 7. So Game 7 at 7 here in Nashville. You'll be able to hear all the action here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Coming up next, though, Cash or Trash, our favorite segment of the week. We will tee it up and let her rip. Coming up next, he's Chase McCabe. I'm Ryan Porth. This is The Money Line, powered by Twin Spire Sportsbook on ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game National app. Welcome back in. It's the Moneyline, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app. Ryan Porth and Chase McCabe here with you on this Friday evening, taking you up until 7 o'clock. Game 7, Islanders Lightning, a big one in the NHL. The winner goes on to face the Montreal Canadiens in the Stanley Cup Final. We will have our official picks for this game against the spread, against the money line, maybe some props that you can look at. We'll have all that coming up later on in the program as we get closer to puck drop down there in Tampa Bay. But it's time for our favorite segment of the week, and that is cash or trash. I will lay out five bets that I'm keeping an eye on, and Chase McCabe will tell me whether they are cash or if they are trash. So let's start in the association tonight. Game two between the Atlanta Hawks and the Milwaukee Bucks. The Atlanta Hawks outlasted the Bucks in game one. They pulled off the road upset, 116-113, as Trae Young dropped 48 points. So the Hawks on the road take a 1-0 series lead. You would expect Milwaukee to respond tonight. However, the spread is 8.5. Going into game one, it was 7.5. Tonight, 8.5. These NBA games, for the most part, have been really close. So while I think Milwaukee does respond, I'm done betting against Atlanta. So against the spread, I don't think they win, but give me the Hawks plus 8.5 tonight in game two against the Bucks. Chase, cash or trash?
Ryan. We're leading this off on the right foot.
Yes.
That's cash, my homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Yes. I thought for sure you were going to reference that in something that Alan Bell from Sportsline brought up today on Darren Donick and Chase. It, you know, Atlanta has covered the spread in game ones throughout the playoffs. They have not in game twos. They've turned around and they've lost. They haven't covered. But 8.5 is a lot of points. And I just think the way this team is playing right now, I'm kind of with you. I don't think they win, but I do think it's close, and I think they cover. According to covers.com, 68% of the public, they are on the Hawks, as are the sharps, 67% of the money on the Hawks. So I'm with you.
You know,
give me that 8.5.
A quick sidestep on this. Early on with sports betting, I would always look at the favorite and say, could they cover? And I would focus way more on the favorite than the underdog and say, you know, if I don't feel like, say, the Titans as a 7-point favorite, if I don't feel like they would cover, I wouldn't take the underdog for whatever reason. I was like gun shy to take the underdog against the spread. And it's okay to go with the underdog against the spread.
Oh, yeah.
So,
well, the Hawks are 5-1 against the spread in their last six games as a road dog.
Well, they've been awesome here in these playoffs. So we'll see if Trae Young and company can get it done tonight. Now we move on to number two in cash or trash in the Western Conference Final. They are about to tip off for game four tomorrow night. Suns Clippers. The Suns go into game four as 1-point favorites after having an off night last night in game three where the Clippers took advantage. They got back into the series after the Suns won the first two games. It is now a 2-1 series lead for the Suns. I think the Suns respond tomorrow night. Chris Paul and Devin Booker are not going to be as bad in game four as they were in game three, or at least you wouldn't expect them to. And the Clippers were very good at home last series against the Jazz, but this Suns team knows how to win on the road. I think the Suns respond in a very close game at LA, maybe a couple free throws late, and they cover the one. Chase, cash, or trash?
This one's tough because of everything you just said, really. And you do wonder, did that performance the other night wake up the Clippers, or, you know, did it wake up Chris Paul and the Suns as Chris Paul got back in? I mean, listen, he had a lot of good years there in LA with the Clippers, so you know that this is personal to him. Looking at some of the numbers, Clippers are 6-1 against the spread in their last seven games overall. They're 5-0 against the spread in their last five home games. But I think a one goes in that category. I'm going to go cash. I'm with you. I think Phoenix, I think the sun will shine bright.
Ooh.
In LA. Ooh. As Phoenix covers that one and gets it done.
Well, the Suns may not have to go back to LA if they win game four. So, I would expect the Suns to respond. All right, moving on to number three. We're going to look at some baseball futures that have been catching my eye here lately. So, as you know, I'm a Cincinnati Reds fan. Yeah. Laugh all you want. So, in the National League Central Division, there's been a team that has been a little bit of a surprise this season. And they are on Waveland Avenue. The Chicago Cubs have, at least for me, been fairly surprising. They just no-hit the L.A. Dodgers last night. Four different pitchers no-hit the Dodgers. That's ultra impressive. They are currently tied with the Brewers atop the Central Division. And it seems a little smoke and mirrors so far. But if you look at the run differential for the Cubs, plus 28. They're already 42-33. Kyle Hendricks is starting to turn it on after a rough start. They have your boy, Chase, Craig Kimbrell, locking things down in the ninth inning. I'm looking at the Cubs as a potential to win the Central Division because the Cardinals are not what we thought they were. The Cincinnati Reds do not have a bullpen, and when you don't have a bullpen, you don't have a team. And the Brewers are just a weird team to me. They have some good pitching. Christian Yelich isn't the same, though. The offense isn't very good. So the Cubs at plus 250 to win the Central Division, to me, is pretty good value at this point in the season as we approach the halfway mark. So Cubs plus 250 to win the Central Division, cash or trash?
Well, that division is trash overall.
Yes,
so
well played.
Now, I mean, listen, the NL East is not much better.
Yeah.
You know, but my Braves, I did a future bet on them to win the World Series, $50 at the beginning of the season. I can cash out for 10 now.
Cash it out.
It might be time.
Cash that sucker out.
Get that $10 and move on. I like the value. I just think I'm going to say trash because I just think Milwaukee ends up winning it.
Mm.
I know it's right there. They're tied today. But I think the Brew Crew will ultimately get it done when it counts. Okay. So I'll say trash.
All right. Well, we'll see if you come around on that. But it's going to come down to the wire. And if the Cubs add a starter at the trade deadline to try to boost their team going into the playoffs, I like that plus 250 even more. All right, moving on to the American League East, number four in cash or trash. The Rays and the Red Sox have failed to pull away. The Rays were coming out guns a-blazing earlier this year. They've slowed down a little bit. So have the Boston Red Sox. And here are the New York Yankees just sitting there at 40-34. They're four games back of the lead for the AL East. DJ LeMahieu starting to turn it on a little bit. The pitching is hit and miss, but the New York Yankees, you will not find better odds than right now for them to win the division than plus 275. Plus 275 for the New York Yankees to win the East when they're just four games back. So, New York Yankees, plus 275 to come back, win the division. Chase, do you say that is cash or is it trash?
I'm going to go cash. You can't count out the pinstripes this time of year. I mean, we're not even to the All-Star break. And they're sitting there hovering. And you know that there are always teams that they flip that switch after the All-Star break.
Yep.
And I think the Yankees are going to be one of them. They got, like you just said, they got the bats, pitching, but you know, maybe they make a move here or there before the deadline. And I quite frankly, I just don't trust Boston. I don't know why. I don't trust them to hold on and sustain this.
Yeah.
Tampa's good. Tampa's really good. But I think I like that bet. So I'll say cash.
All right. Well, You've agreed on three of the four.
I have.
So far. Number five, we're going to the track, a place that you love. Oh. A place that you love and just adore.
Oh.
You know, I have said to many people here in the last week, as I've told people that you wonderfully did the PA at the Nashville Super Speedway for the Ally 400, that even the day that you get married, you will not love something, anything, as much as you love racing.
It's true.
Like, you will love racing more than your wife.
It may be true.
You will love racing more than your firstborn child. I know you too well. So, yeah. In the spirit of your birthday, Chase, I have thrown in a racing prop for tomorrow night at Pocono. There's a doubleheader this weekend at Pocono.
Yep.
And Kyle Larson, who won at Nashville Super Speedway last weekend, he's now won three in a row. If you want to throw in the All-Star race, he's now won four in a row, if you want to include that. He is plus 210 to win at Pocono tomorrow night. I'm taking Kyle Larson plus 210 to stay hot, make it four in a row. Is that cash or is it trash? Right, Mr. Racing Expert.
You're going to ride the hot hand is what you're saying.
I am.
For the four-peat, for those of you that are wondering, the four-peat has happened, four or more wins in a row has happened 14 times in the history of NASCAR, but it has not happened since 2007 when Jimmy Johnson won four in a row from late October to mid-November in 2007. Jeff Gordon did it before that in 1998, Mark Martin before that in 1993. So a relatively rare stat to take place. I'm going to say that is trash because I think that it all comes to an end because there is one guy that has been winless this year that leads all active drivers and wins at Pocono, and that is Denny Hamlin. He has six in his career. In fact, his first one came in 2006. That was his first career win. You know what he did the night before he flew out to Pocono? He raced at the Nashville Super Speedway and then in the then Busch Series. And then he went and won his first race at Pocono. He won one of the doubleheader races last year. Kevin Harvick won the other, but I think Denny Hamlin gets it done. So I'm going to say trash.
All right. Well, we will see tomorrow night at Pocono whether or not Larson can stay
actually
hot.
Tomorrow afternoon, but it's okay.
All right. Tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night. You know, it'll be starting at 8 p.m. or whatever time in London. So it's somewhere in this world. Tomorrow's race is tomorrow night. Coming up next, we have our parlays of the week, and we go back to the future. That's all coming up next. He's Chase McCabe. I'm Ryan Porth. You're listening to The Moneyline, powered by Twin Spire Sportsbook on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in. It is The Moneyline, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Ryan Porth alongside Chase McCabe on his birthday. Happy birthday. And we have some parlays to get to, some future bets to get to. And don't forget, we're taking you up until 7 o'clock, Game 7 between the Lightning and the Islanders in the Stanley Cup semifinal. We might as well just call it the Eastern Conference final because the Montreal Canadiens last night were presented the trophy for the winner of the Western Conference.
They got clearance.
So,
which is, I mean, I guess, is that the first time ever that would have happened?
Well, yeah. They've never been in the Western Conference. They might be the NHL's easternmost team.
Right. But I know the Western, like it used to be, like the conferences had weird names. They had different names.
Sure.
So, but they were in the Wales,
the
I guess.
Prince of Wales. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the trophy for the Eastern Conference. And they've never won clearance as Campbell Bowl. So, yeah. I mean, in their long, illustrious history, the Montreal Canadiens are adding another trophy to their huge trophy case that they have compiled over the years.
Cool.
It is cool. So, we're going to go with some parlays here. for everyone to keep an eye on. Now, before we get into our parlays for the night, I must brag on myself for a minute.
Okay.
Because I never brag on myself. So, I'm joking. So, last week, I hit a parlay for the first time with our parlays of the week. I don't know how it's taken this long, but this was the first time that I hit a parlay. That parlay last week was, well, I've hit a parlay in my life, but not the parlays of the week on this very show since we started in early March. So it was Brewers, Rockies under 10.5, and it was at 10, and it was at 10 for like the last four innings. Had me sweating. Islanders plus 1.5 at home against the Lightning in game 3. And the Angels minus 1.5 at home against the Tigers.
Nice.
All three hit. That was a plus 400 parlay of the week. So,
very nice.
We will try to repeat that tonight with a same game parlay in the NBA. The Atlanta Hawks taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. Game 2 of the Eastern Conference Final. That game will tip off shortly after 7:30. And, you know, I said earlier, Chase, that I feel like the Hawks are bound to rebound. Or, excuse me, the Bucks are bound to rebound. But I think the Hawks will cover. I think it's going to be a little bit of a high-scoring game. And in the spirit of the Bucks bouncing back, here is my same-game parlay for the Bucks to do so. You ready?
Okay. Yep.
So I'm going, first of all, with Chris Middleton, 25-plus points. Chris Middleton went 0-for-9 from 3 in Game 1. I think he bounces back. He's been hitting the over on that pretty regularly through the playoffs. So give me Chris Middleton, 25-plus points. Give me Drew Holiday, 8-plus assists. And then give me Giannis Antetokounmpo, otherwise known as the Greek Freak, at 35-plus points. So I think the Bucks are going to ride their stars to a hard-fought victory tonight. The same game parlay with those three. Chris Middleton, 25-plus points. Antetokounmpo, 35-plus points. And Drew Holiday, 8-plus assists, comes out at plus 658.
Hmm. I like that.
I think that's got a shot.
I think it does, too. There you go. Maybe you'll make it 2 in a row.
I hope I do.
You as well.
Yeah.
All right. Only parlay I got tonight is a four-teamer.
Okay.
And we start in your hometown of Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ooh.
My Bravos on the road taking on your Reds. Drew Smyly against Vladimir Gutierrez.
Oh, I like the pronunciation there.
Thank you very much. I worked on that when I had to introduce Daniel Suarez. You know, I tried to do the Daniel Suarez.
Oh, yeah. Yes. So yeah. You and Justin Bradford can roll your R's. Yes.
Yes.
Love it.
It was good.
Say Granlund with the roll.
Granlund.
Ah, yes. Love it. All right. Continue.
So I'm going Braves money line on my birthday.
Of course.
So need them to do it, even though most everybody's on the Reds tonight at home.
They should be.
So, yeah, I know. So I have them. Then Islanders Lightning. I just have a feeling this is going to be like a 3-3 game going into the third period, which means the over.
Okay.
So I have the over 5.5, which is plus 145.
Yeah. All right.
I just have a hunch. Game 7, 3-3.
I think this is going to be a game where it's either 1-0 or, to your point, 4-3, 5-4, and it's going to be crazy. Yeah.
I'll take the 8.5 for the Hawks.
Okay.
And then, as I said earlier, the Giants money line.
Man, you are getting frisky on this parlay, a four-legger.
Yeah, I am.
All right.
Plus 1643.
Woo! How much you putting on that?
I just put 10 on it.
Look at you.
So, you know. Why not?
Yeah. Why not? YOLO. YOLO. This is the Money Line, powered by Twin Spire Sportsbook, ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game Nashville app. Ryan Porth, Chase McCabe. All right, so we've laid out parlays of the week. What about futures of the week? Chase, this is the first show that we've co-hosted since, like, 2019, it seems like.
I know.
It's been a hot 2 minutes.
The last time I was on the Money Line was with Elijah, and this was, you were on your honeymoon and everything.
Yep.
And it was the Friday before the Julio trade went down. And we spent the entire first segment talking about the betting implications for the Titans if they acquire Julio. You know, how much does that change things? And so I've kind of kept an eye on that. And to my surprise, on the Twin Spire Sportsbook, Titans are still plus 2,800 to win the Super Bowl. They have the same odds as the Saints, where you don't know who their quarterback is going to be. They have, like, the Colts have better odds at plus 2,500. The Seahawks have better odds at plus 2,500. The Broncos have better odds at plus 2,500.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
I don't know what people are looking at.
Well, that's because the chance of getting Aaron Rodgers.
Right. But he's not even on the team.
Oh,
and they have better Rodgers, or better Rodgers, better odds than the Titans.
They also have better Rodgers.
I guess they do. I mean, the Titans are better than the Dolphins, the Cardinals, the Chargers, the Patriots, the Vikings, Steelers, Bears, and then all the crappy teams.
Okay.
So I like that plus 2,800 if you're feeling brave, which I don't even think it's that brave. Feeling I just frisky. Say do it.
You know, there were multiple ones that I was really attracted to that I mentioned with Elijah when Elijah and I were talking about the future's implications with Julio Jones in a Titans uniform. The fact that Twin Spire still has the Titans over-under for wins at 9.5 just floors me.
Yeah, and they still have them at plus 110 to win the division. The Colts are the betting favorite at plus 105.
Like, I believe Twin Spire's either had them at 9 or 9.5 before the Julio trade. And it's,
yeah, that's been the consistent that's pretty much what everybody has had.
Like,
it's what I saw in Vegas.
I don't understand that. Now, over-unders in the NFL for wins sometimes seem low because injuries can factor in and you never know what can happen. But still, I mean, like, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 11.5. They're going to hit the over.
Sure.
You know, unless something happens, and I think that's kind of that security blanket with that over-under and making it look better than it might actually be to the betting community. But, man, I mean, that is just some great value for the Tennessee Titans, to your point, to win the Super Bowl at 28-1, plus 110 to win the AFC South. Ryan Tannehill, 30-1 to win the NFL MVP. I mean, why not?
Yeah, why not? He's going to have to play like an MVP.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, he's got to get the ball to these weapons.
Sure. So.
Plus 3,000.
I am a little surprised that Vegas hasn't slanted a little bit more towards the Titans through all
this. I mean,
this.
They're plus 1,300 to win the AFC. Colts plus 1,200. Broncos plus 1,200. Did the Broncos trade for Aaron Rodgers and I missed that?
Yeah.
That happened.
Well, if they had, they would have. They would have.
Be better than 1,200.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody would be going towards the Broncos with future bets. Everybody.
Everybody's on the Teddy B bandwagon like I was last year.
That is a bandwagon with some fragile wheels.
Yes.
So.
No doubt.
All right. This is the Money Line, 102.5 The Game, Ryan Porth, Chase McCabe. Coming up next, we'll get you ready for Game 7, Islanders Lightning. Top of the hour. We'll make our picks. We'll give you some props to look at. All of that coming up next here on the Money Line. ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming on the Game National app. Welcome back into the Money Line, ESPN 102.5 The Game and the Game National app. Ryan Porth, Chase McCabe here with you on this Friday evening, taking you up until the top of the hour. 7 o'clock, Lightning, Islanders, Game 7 in Tampa Bay. You'll be able to hear the game here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Chase, we have to make some predictions. We have to take a look at some props for this game for the people to look at before they watch Game 7. So before we make some official picks for the game, let's take a gander at some props. What are some props for tonight's game that you are looking at that you think the public should know about?
So I thought it was interesting that you brought up earlier today, or earlier in the show, the Braden Point prop, that he was plus, what would you say, +110?
+110.
To score anytime?
Yep.
And you know how I love the goal props.
I am
all about
your sucker,
the player goal props. So I was kind of looking at this, thinking, all right, which direction do I want to go? And I have misplaced where I was going with this, but
oh no,
I know. Yeah, I had it, and then it jumped away from me. I want Stamkos. I think Steven Stamkos scores a goal.
Man, you just stole mine.
Did I?
Yeah, you did. So I guess that's really good because both of us liked it. Here's why I like Steven Stamkos to score. And anytime goal for Steven Stamkos tonight is at +205. The Tampa Bay Lightning have scored 5 power play goals in this series, and all 5 have come on home ice. And we all know Steven Stamkos in his office at the top of the circle – and that one-timer, it can be pretty lethal. So it's also a Game 7. He's been there and done that before. I think Stamkos rises to the occasion, and he might be the one with Kucherov banged up to put the team over the top tonight. I like the Stamkos goal prop.
Okay, so +205, as you said.
Yes.
So if you've listened to Darren Donick and Chase, whenever the Predators would play the Lightning, there was one guy for the Lightning that became kind of Chaser's pick. Like, I love this guy.
Okay.
Yanni Gourde.
Mm.
+295 to score anytime. I'm going to slide a little bit on that.
Okay.
That's my guy.
All right.
I like his game. I like how he plays. That he's not the... You know, he's not your superstar. He's just a gutsy, he's where he needs to be, always doing the right things, and he gets rewarded for it kind of guy. So Yanni Gourde +295.
All right. Another one with pretty good value, I think, for the Tampa Bay Lightning. You're mentioning Gourde at +295. Anthony Cirelli. I've always liked him as a player. He scored the game winner in overtime last year in the bubble to knock out the Islanders in Game 6. +295 for Cirelli, too. So I think there's some good value there if the Lightning get some depth scoring. You might look at Gourde or Anthony Cirelli to be the ones. And just to drive home the point with Braden Point, he is at +110 to score tonight. So we'll see if he can make it 10 games in a row within the playoffs. If he does that and the Lightning end up winning the Stanley Cup, I think he is your odds-on favorite to take home the Conn Smythe, unless Andrei Vasilevsky has anything to say about that. So,
which he might.
He might. You never know. On the Islanders' side of things, Barzal has been so good. He is at +240 to score a goal tonight. I think a player who plays a style game that is tailor-made for a Game 7 is Brock Nelson. He's at +280. Brock Nelson he has been clutch at times in this postseason for the New York Islanders, and I would take a look at him as well at +280.
I like both of those. I think both of those have some value. Peugeot is another one at +325.
I'm not as crazy about him.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a nice player, but he just hasn't been very productive in the postseason. So
sounds like Sounds like what girls say about me.
Whoa.
Nice guy.
This just took a turn.
Just a nice guy.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I think, listen, it's a game seven. So I think really anything is on the line.
Everything's on the line tonight in Tampa Bay. Game seven, top of the hour. All right, it's time. It's time, Chase. Who you got in this game?
I dream for Shea Weber versus Barry Trotz and the New York Islanders.
A wet dream?
No.
Okay.
But I do dream of that. I just think it's just a dream. Tampa gets it done tonight at home in game seven. Mm. I just think they're too good.
All right. So you would take the Lightning on the money line, which is -167 on the TwinSpire Sportsbook. What about the spread? The puck line, +1.5. Which way would you lean there?
And that's tough. Yes, I'd probably go Islanders. Like, yes. I think this is probably a one goal game. Like I said, I have like 3-3 in the third in my head. And that fourth goal wins it. Mm. So I would take Islanders puck line.
And along those lines too, you would like the over. Look, the even odds on the over under is 5, not 5.5, not 6. It's at 5. So you would like the over under and taking the over 5 on that, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yes, I would. But I think it's going to be a fun game. I mean, game seven always is. So,
yep.
How about you?
Personally, I'm not touching the over under because I think this is either 1-0 or 5-4. So, I said this morning on Robbie and Rexroy that I think the Lightning win this game in overtime. I don't think it's remotely going to reflect what it was in game five, which was an 8-0 beatdown. This reminds me a little bit of the Penguins Senators Eastern Conference final in 2017, where the Ottawa Senators went to Pittsburgh, got smoked in game five. They went back to Ottawa. Ottawa forced a game seven. And then Ottawa took Pittsburgh to overtime, double overtime even, before Chris Kunitz scored that goal to take the Penguins to the Stanley Cup final to take on the Nashville Predators, where they would repeat as Stanley Cup champions. See where I'm going with this?
Uh-huh.
The Tampa Bay Lightning, having won the Cup last year. So I feel fairly good about the Tampa Bay money line tonight. Here's another thing to keep in mind, too, is that the Tampa Bay Lightning are 11-0 in the postseason the last 2 years when bouncing back from a loss. It's pretty good. And Game 7 in that building, they have a championship medal about them. I think in a very hard-fought, instant classic-type Game 7, the Lightning get it done. But I don't – man, the puck line –
that's the hard one.
Too risky for me, so I'm going to say just Tampa Bay money line. That's my pick tonight.
Okay. You'll stay away from the over under and stay away from the puck line.
Yep.
Okay?
Just
play it safe.
Keep it simple, stupid.
Yeah.
KISS. So, well, Chaser, this is the last time we're going to co-host the money line. The first time in a while and the last time in a while, because I'm on vacation next week. You're on vacation the week after July 4th. So I guess I'll see you in like September.
Yeah. That's when we'll hang out again, I guess.
No, we'll have some fun talking some sports betting early in July. And maybe, just maybe, on the other side of July 4th, once the Cup final and the NBA finals are over with, maybe we can start previewing all things football, college and NFL. That should be a lot of fun. And by the way, I already have a 14-game teaser.
Oh, Lord.
For college football featuring one pick per week.
Oh.
That is a tease for like 3 weeks from now
when
we get to
tease.
Discuss that. So we'll see. Chase, have a great birthday.
Thank you, sir.
Your fourth anniversary of your 30th birthday. For Chase McCabe, I'm Ryan Porth. Enjoy the sports tonight. Game 7, Bolts, Isles. Next.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.